was what the astrophysicists call a black hole that we were in, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think, like, all of a sudden, all the signal went out.
That was a black hole. We
I saw
sucked
matter
into
just,
it.
Like, convulsing into a large organism right in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
There was a black hole in here, and I had to get rid of it using my technical wizardry.
Yeah, well, that's good. So this is Sandy Williams. We're just emerged from a black hole. Scott Williams and I are here sitting in for Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show, Friday morning, closing in on the end of the show. We just had a call talking about a discussion of, I guess, breaking down the economy down into, like, the urban issues that we address. And
but I appreciate he was saying specifically, like, can we speak to Milwaukee specifically? And
well,
it's a good idea for a future show.
I think it is, but I think it's an entire show.
Right.
The complexity of metropolitan government has been addressed in some places, Seattle and Indianapolis in particular, by setting up a metro-wide government that attempted to draw the boundaries for the city as being coterminous with the boundaries of the entire metropolitan area, which in Milwaukee would end up with a city that extended up into Mequon, around even here to Waukesha, and to include the whole metropolitan area. Because the fact is that the city of Milwaukee, the boundaries that were originally drawn, were drawn to address the population that existed in 1900, which basically all existed within the boundary. But since then, most of the people living in the Milwaukee metro area don't live in the city of Milwaukee, but many of them work in the city of Milwaukee, and all of them derive value from the existence of the city of Milwaukee. So the city of Milwaukee, within its municipal boundaries, is left to address all of the issues of being the center city in a metro area, but they lack the tax capacity that would exist if they could address it from the entire metro area. But it's a complicated issue, and it was a hot political issue that was addressed in several places by setting up metro governments. The move toward metro government is fraught with hot political debate. If you can imagine the debate that would exist when the question of whether Mequon was interested in becoming a part of the Milwaukee city government.
Could be complicated.
Could be complicated, I think. Kind of doesn't the same thing exist in the city of Chicago in all likelihood?
Same thing as in?
As we just described in Milwaukee, which is city of Chicago is surrounded by a bunch of wealthy communities. And while the city of Chicago has wealth itself, it also has a great deal of problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really surrounded by a lot of wealthy communities. It's interspersed throughout the city. You literally cross like a certain street, and then it goes from being heavily funded, either publicly or privately, to underfunded. It's insane, and it does like reflect the demographic of the community.
Yeah,
Chicago has that problem really bad, actually. You know, places like Chinatown are significantly more economically prosperous in comparison to Bridgeport,
uh-huh.
And they're like across the street from each other.
Right.
So
we aren't going to solve Chicago's problems.
Yeah,
and their problems, incidentally, are hip deep. Ours are currently knee deep in Milwaukee in terms of financial issues. So,
yeah.
Happily, we don't
and brain
drain.
Well, you know, at least we have a hockey team. So.
Oh, Chicago.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but you know
just
what?
Shot across the bow right there.
You know what you have in exchange for the hockey
man.
Team?
Yeah, too bad you don't have a quarterback.
You've got the Bears.
Yeah, now I'm going to get the whole, now my if my buddy, if I have a.
Wait, I do have a question. Who does? Oh, Justin Fields.
Fields, yeah, Justin Fields. He's super athletic. The guy's actually, he's actually a slot receiver.
Yeah.
But he's playing quarterback. He tricked everyone at the Bears organization into believing he's a quarterback. So
okay. There you go.
All right.
So, Connor, we're just going to remember this. When it comes time twice this year for the Packers to play the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the belt celebration next time I'm on the show.
Yeah, we can have this conversation
again.
This is
going to be a roast, man. Like, No, seriously, all my friends are Packers fans.
Uh-huh.
And so whenever there's a Packers versus Bears game, I just have to sit in the corner and
Do they still call those games?
No, they call them.
Games are usually things where there's the outcome is in question.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say this on air, but they call it a whoopins.
Got it. Yeah.
So
that's usually what happens.
There you go.
Well, we're back to what matters. We got back to the Packers Bears. We've come full circle. We started with A-Rod.
We started
and
with
ayahuasca.
We started with complexity. Well, we started out simple.
Yeah.
Shifted to complexity. Now we're back to a very, very simple matters again.
Yeah. The Bears still.
The Bears.
Simple. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This, I don't think suck is a swear. I think I can say this. It's a song. I'm quoting the name of a song.
The Bears Still Suck?
Yeah, it's a song.
Yeah. No, you can say suck.
Okay, I can say that. I just did.
Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. Although the Cubs are, you know, so it is. I suppose
let's not
relative.
Go to, don't go to baseball.
Yeah, so we got to stick with football.
Things have.
So today we've kind of addressed and tried to dice through a couple of issues, but the main theme of the thing is this question of complexity and the fact that the world has become complex and our approach to complexity has been simplicity, you know, simple thought.
Angry simplicity.
Angry simplicity. And I think it's because we've allowed others to explain to us those complicated things which are hard for us to understand. And we have stopped the pursuit of the personal pursuit of information that would allow us to better understand things independent from the explanation given to us by others. So, you know, when it's kind of telling, CJ told us that he thought he'd gotten a lot of diverse information, but when it push came to shove, what he told us was that he'd been listening to Fox News for 25 years and he listened to Joe in the morning, you know, but that was his notion of diversity in terms of developing diverse outlooks. First of all, both of those are TV media ways of obtaining information, and the TV is definitely going to always simplify and dumb down the information. So what we're going to hear are two different biased presentations of complex issues, and that doesn't probably get us all the way to understanding. You know, the world used to be comprised of people who would sit in the morning and in front of a newspaper and read the extensive articles, the many, many inches of text that were supported by a headline that would inform them about what they were concerned about. And they might read a couple of newspapers, one in the morning and one in the evening, that gave them two different viewpoints, usually local newspapers. All of those things have sort of become things of the past.
Also journalistic integrity.
Well, the integrity has been lost with the change in the economics of journalism. Lost its local ad revenue with the dot-com revolution. And with the loss of local ad revenue went the loss of local ownership. Loss of local ownership lost the focus on local issues and the streamlining of staffing that was designed to create profits with non-local ownership just completely changed the whole game of news media. And the news media has shifted to TV news media and then to internet news media. And so what do we have? We've got this confounding source of disinformation.
A clown car of bad media.
Yeah, well, and so what do people do when they want to figure out what's going on? What are the facts? When they do ask the question why, where do they go to get the answers?
The clown's horn that just makes the same sound every time you squeeze the black rubber thing at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, we can joke about it, but...
I'm not joking.
Oh, I know. It's
a simplistic response, right? I mean, you go, well, the echo chamber that we all seek to exist in modern
America. Well, the problem is that if even you are serious and what you want to do is look for facts that can explain to you why, you have a lot of trouble finding the sources for facts. Much more trouble today.
Well, that's why this has become an important part of teaching, right? Is helping students determine source validity and diversify their sources. What does that mean and look like? And, you know, that goes from political spectrum diversification all the way down to primary source documents that can reflect different demographic groups.
Well, and it also, I think, is reflected by the fact that we've shifted post-high school education has become career education rather than critical thinking by dint of the expense of that education. So can I get back pretty soon to the issues that I keep raising, which is that in other countries other than America, people don't have to worry about healthcare payments, they don't have to worry about daycare payments, and they don't have to worry about the immense expense potentially involved with post-high school education, because most of the developed countries provide all those things through the government support. And therefore, they can continue to teach critical thinking, and because it isn't so compelling that you go to post-high school education simply to find a job. You can get your vocational vocational training in addition to or outside of that critical thinking education you might get in a liberal education. Liberal education in America is kind of going by the boards. You know, it's a difficult thing. So, you know, I hate to leave today with that negative, but I think what we need to do is we need to all start adjusting ourselves and get better at answering the question why and get better at the process of developing our critical thinking so we as Americans can do a better job. Thanks for listening today. Earl will be back on Monday. Good to see you. Have a good weekend.
It's just a couple voices telling me I'm crazy. Your love is not a love, don't want to see it, but you make me. Your love is whenever you play your separate characters. Then I stare at you and all of that fairy tale character. A beauty undefined, you're still childlike inside. A misuse of your life, so you think your mind is bright.